So we'll learn tonight with Zecha Nishmas Lezvi's mother, Chaya Rivka Bas Yitzchak HaLevi. So we know there are different Shvatim, and Sheva Levi composes the Kohanim and the Levium. And we know the Kohanim have Kedusha, the Kidashto. There are special halachas. They get the first Aliyah, and because of the Kedusha as well, they can't go to the cemetery. They're limited in the marriage partner, etc. The Shaila was, what about Levi? Does Levi have, besides the inherent Kedusha of being a Yid, is there a special Kedusha? Is Levi, in terms of Kedusha, like a Yisrael, or is he like a Kohen? So I don't know if the Kedusha is a Levi, or Levi Kedusha was even a Levi, but based on his sefer, maybe he felt there was Kedusha as Levi. However, the Meshach Chachma, who is a Kohen, Remeya Simcha, did not think a Levi had inherent Kedusha. And he wants to base it on the following halacha. We know there's a halacha we read about Pidyon HaBen, we discussed in Parshas Korach. So the halacha is that after day 30, you redeem your child. So it's not as popular as Bris Milah. Every male child has a Bris Milah day 8 or after. But Pidyon HaBen, there are a lot of limitations. It has to be pet the rechem from the woman, the firstborn, the first child out of the mother. And also as well, if you're a Kohen Levi or you're a Bas Kohen or Bas Levi, if you're a daughter of a Levi, a daughter of a Kohen, there's also no Pidyon HaBen. So there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if a Bas Kohen is Mizana with a guy? She has relations with a Gentile. And what about if a Bas Levi has relations with a Gentile? What's the halacha regarding Pidyon HaBen? We know, generally speaking, as I said, a Bas Levi and Bas Kohen, there is no Pidyon HaBen. So the halacha is, if a Bas Kohen, which is Mizana, there is a din of Pidyon HaBen on that child. But a Bas Levi, there is no din of Pidyon HaBen. Why? What's the difference? And the Meshach Chachma says, we see. Because a Kohen has inherent Kedusha. So what if a daughter of a Kohen lives with a non-Jew, so therefore they lose their Kedusha. They're like a regular Yisrael, and therefore the regular din of Pidyon HaBen kicks in. However, a Levi has status, right? I get the second Aliyah, I get to wash the Kohen. We have status, but we don't have inherent Kedusha. So obviously you shouldn't be Mizana with the guy, but there's no Kedusha to lose, and the luck is there is a Pidyon HaBen. And that's what the Meshach Chachma points out. A Kohen has Kedusha, a Levi does not, and that's his Raya, he brings it from Karbanos. We know a Karban is Guf HaKedusha. You bring a Karban when they had the Beis HaMikdash in the temple, that was Guf HaKedusha. Who brought the Karbanos? The Kohanim. The Kohanim, they had the status of Tashmishe Kedusha. The Karban was Kedusha itself, the Kohanim was Tashmishe Kedusha. And we know the halacha is Tashmishe Kedusha and the Gvarim, the mantle of a Sefer Torah, you have to bury. However, there's a halacha of Tashmish to Tashmish. If it's another step removed, there is no Kedusha. So the Kohen who takes care of the Karban, so he's Tashmishe Kedusha. However, a Levi which helps out the Kohen, he's a Tashmish to Tashmish, and hence there is no Kedusha. That's the, could be a debate, Meshach Chachma Kedusha's Levi, but that's the opinion of the Meshach Chachma, that a Levi does not have inherent Kedusha, he has the status of being a Levi, and the Kedusha is only the Kidashto, it's limited to the Kohanim, and not the Levium. Baruch Hananya ben Akasha, Omer, Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zakas, Eshishol, Lefichach, Hematom, Mitzvah, Shemana, Chavetzum, and Tzidko, Yaldiyot.